Call the meeting to order, 7:30. First order of business is consider modifications. Do we have any modifications to the agenda?
No.
Second order of business is you. Who you are?
The guys want to fix that little piece of trail up in the Stratton Rec out to the National Forest line. I guess there's some rocks popping up and some wet spots. It looks like we use a little pruning back. Talked to Chris about it and he said he didn't have a problem, but he said come before the board. So here I am.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with it.
Who's gonna do the job?
Probably me.
Well, there was a couple of trees.
Just behave yourself.
There was a couple of what?
Oh, there was, I was just saying, I was up there on Sunday.
Well, we're gonna check everything again tomorrow.
I meant to shoot.
Yeah, there's rocks and stuff. I don't have a problem. I'd still like to keep the trail about the same width that it is. I don't want to do this 20 foot thing.
I don't think there needs to be any trees cut. There just needs to be some place, you know, look like it grown in quite a bit, just trim some branches.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't get any wider.
Yeah.
I don't want, nobody wants a wider. I didn't want a wider. I'm not the guy.
No, I know, Gary. I know. I'm just, it needs to be said. You know what I mean?
I just, could you have your town guys pull it? That would be involved in that?
Yeah, we can do some of it. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do some of that. There's no question about what we.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Now, when you had mentioned Sherpak the other day, where are you talking about?
I never talk about some wet spots. I can go over it with you when you get a minute before we do anything if you want.
Okay.
I can walk in there.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I trust you more than them. I'd like to just maintain that same.
I spent the last month up in the National Forest with them doing all that. Remediation work with those people. They were pretty tough as nails. They got through that, okay. They signed off and everything. But I understand from where the Stratton Rec leaves up the shore, pretty bad. I haven't seen it. I'll have to talk to the National Forest.
The Stratton Rec up to where? Up to the state forest line?
But from there up to the Shepherdson Road.
From the line, from the Forest Service line up through. It's always been.
It's a spot for a lot of fun.
It's always, you know, we just used to throw brush or pallets in those holes up there.
Us old school guys would ride over anything. These guys are gonna have a golf course nowadays. New rider.
Well, it used to have more snow years ago and cover all that stuff up.
True enough.
Yeah, that's true.
There'll be a big snow year this year.
I'm glad you're optimistic, folks.
Yeah.
So good to go.
I guess we're on board.
Okay.
We'll look at it.
Yeah. Go for it.
All right. I'm done.
Cool.
Thanks, Gary.
All right.
So you have something or?
Well, I do, but did you want to start first?
We're probably gonna be involved with it in a minute, Kelly, or what are we doing?
I don't know.
I was a last minute addition, so.
Sit back, relax. Give it to us.
I am here because our health insurance and our HRA needs to be renewed prior to our budget meeting. You've probably all heard that health insurance premiums are going up pretty significantly for the 2025 plan year. Blue Cross Blue Shield rates are increasing almost 23%. MVP healthcare rates are increasing about 11%. Those are the two companies that offer small group plans that we can purchase. So to keep things simple, what this means numbers wise is if we renew our current bronze plan with Blue Cross, keep our HRA with Health Equity, we're looking at a 9.5% increase for the general fund budget and about a 19% increase for the highway fund. The only reason the town is less than the highway is because Kent is moving from a family plan down to a two-person plan, so it's less in premiums than we were previously paying. The alternative is to look into switching to MVP. It would be a 2.5% increase for the town and 11.5% for the highway. I did reach out to other towns. It sounds like a lot of towns are having this conversation. I asked who has experience with each company and for towns that have utilized both, which do they prefer? And the consensus was that, I guess, towns that previously were insured with Blue Cross that switched to MVP found that some doctors didn't accept MVP coverage, so some employees were left scrambling to find new providers, but other than that, they were, it's a similar plan for a lesser price, so that's the information that I gathered, those are the numbers, and I'm here to see what you guys want me to do, because the renewal happens next month.
Well,
so what are we talking, like $5,000?
So if we stayed with Blue Cross,
$5,000 difference between Blue Cross and MVP for the highway.
Yeah, it's closer to 7, I guess. 94-101.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm certainly not an expert in health insurance by any means. I just pay the bill. I looked into if we changed to a different Blue Cross plan with a higher premium and a lower deductible, if that would benefit us, and I didn't see that there was a more cost-effective way to continue offering the same benefits that we have now with a different plan. So,
is BLCT still offering this to all the towns like they used to? I was just curious, like, who they were using. I don't, because years ago, it used to go through BLCT, and then we got away from them.
Yeah. No, we can only purchase through Blue Cross or MVP.
Okay.
Delta Dental for dental.
All right. Yeah, maybe it's it maybe because that was quite.
Well, these totals also include the dental insurance as well, but I was trying to compare apples to apples and not.
They include the dental insurance?
Yeah, so okay. That would be all the health benefits.
Already.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the HRA funding is included in here as well, and that really is dependent on how often everybody's going to the doctor. So we might spend less than that, but that's kind of a gamble in any given year, what we spend there. So.
And both plans are the same as far as that goes.
Yeah, well, if you kept it the same, yeah, that includes, so, yes. But that seemed to be the one bad review that kept coming up with MVP was that not all providers accept them as coverage. I mean, I don't know who everybody's using as providers, so I can't really go down the list and see if any of our employees would be affected by that or not. I guess I can ask everybody to look into it individually and report back, and we can come back to it at the next meeting. But
we looked into it. I know with Siobhan's, she's got an issue. She's going to a surgeon down in Austin. But I think those plans have a contingency where if you switched plans, they would still be obligated to cover, because you're in the middle of follow-ups and such. And the same, yeah, I don't remember what it's called. Same with me. I've got this surgery coming up at Dartmouth, and if it gets postponed, I was a little concerned, you know, I might have to scramble to try to figure out a new surgeon and everything, but that's...
And that was at Dartmouth? Because I thought Dartmouth
well, it's Parker Day, and I didn't see the surgeon on the list, but that's not a big deal. I mean, I think she's probably covered under Dartmouth, but if she's not, it still meets that same plan. I think I'll be at my arrangement. It's already arranged, so it'll just be a postponement or something. I'm not worried about it, so in that regard. That's the only thing I had an issue with or was worried about was those two things.
Well, I would say we stick with the same thing we got.
Yeah, that's my opinion. I think it looks like the percentage looks like a large amount of money. It's a large percentage, but it's not a lot of dollars.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be more of a hassle to switch back in a year if everybody finds that it's horrific.
Well, and you know, I also think that, yeah, I think that...
And again, there's this is coming from a guy who gets the benefit.
Well, yeah, but the thing is...
Well, no, but I mean...
There's lots of towns who are struggling finding help, and we've got good help, and, you know, we don't deal with the bullshit that other towns are dealing with.
I'll make a motion we stay with Blue Cross.
So I would say we stay with it.
Is Rocky
I'll second. I'll second.
That was the thing. I didn't think that he was, because I know Rocky was the one that initially
got us all switched over years ago.
But I'm like, I look at the plan chart and I'm like, I have it's a foreign.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know because we haven't heard anything about him in a lot of years, and I knew
when Vermont went single payer.
Yeah.
That long time ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I was just curious. We just haven't heard his name in a long time. So.
So I seconded Coop's motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Great. I will renew them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Guess I'll see you guys in December, if not before.
It'll be before.
Probably.
Sure. Time for a snack area. So we, you have anything for us? Or
I got a couple of things, actually. So I wanted to update what you where we were with that wreck. We're going to do the Rob got us the wood. I just got to go pick it up.
Good.
So we're going to do the bridge on Saturday, I think. So we'll do the signs relatively soon thereafter. For the part of the trail that we didn't finish, you know, all the way up to the top. Dude, that's if you haven't been up the climbing trail, it's
nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
We get to the end, the girls are like, what the hell? I'm like, I guess I don't know.
It was a lot more work than I thought it was going to be. Instead of taking 4 weeks, it took us about 6.5 weeks.
It's all good.
See you tomorrow. But I want to apply for one of them, the trail grants, to finish that part off next spring. And then I was thinking about, you know, potentially lower back behind the ball fields, you know, back there where there's all the kind of like curvy terrain stuff, doing like a low elevation cross country loop back there. Doing that, the only issue is if we go to do anything else, and I know there was talk of doing the pavilion.
Yep.
And the pavilion would require an amendment to the Act 250 program. So if we go back to A&R now, they're going to say, hey, submit us a full, you know, like 10-year plan of everything you're going to do. Because when I initially did it, I said, hey, we're going to do this, see what it comes, you know, what interest is. And they're like, all right, that's fine. But if we're going to do anything else, they're going to make us, you know, put everything that's going to happen for, you know, whatever, the foreseeable future. So I would have to work on, I think it might be the same amendment. I don't think it'll be a different one. I would have to talk to A&R. I still have to talk to them to keep
point being, get it all in one.
It's going to be about the same amount of time that it took me to do it last time, I would imagine. So it is what it is. But if we were going to do the pavilion, I would think we would want to put that in. Or if there was anything else that we wanted to do, kind of just put it all in one shot. And then, you know, deal with A&R.
Well, we're a ways away from the pavilion, don't we think?
Yeah. And there's nothing going on with moving the playground, just...
Yeah, no, the playground's in the same place.
We're gonna do some clearing around the playground and maybe
And then when we do a kiosk, it'll be in the original kiosk location, so that wouldn't be a big deal, you know, for a lot.
Yeah.
But anything else?
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Well, no, but they're like, if you put it in a new place, A&R might say something.
Yeah, we can put it back where it was. It just got so vandalized that we just took it down.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, anything else that we would do, we would have to give them pretty much everything that we were going to do, which is, you know, fun.
Yeah, but we need to figure out what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I spent a bunch of time out there. I have a map of what we could potentially do.
So we do have a jurisdictional opinion. We don't have to get any permitting for the power.
Right.
So we had that power coming down over for the pavilion. And we were doing that down at the playground. I mean, at the ball.
Yeah, but that's off now. I mean,
the power.
Yeah.
But we have jurisdictional opinion that they don't need the permit.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'm assuming that would still...
But as far as GMP is concerned now, they sent the money back and it's off the table because
Right.
Because we hadn't done anything. And they were like, you either do something or we're going to send your money back.
We didn't have to apply to A&R or send in anything on that.
Yeah.
So if we jumped into that again, we wouldn't have to worry about doing that again. With their plans.
But. Yeah, I did see that in the permit when I was going through everything. That's still in there.
Yeah.
And then I have to tell them, because the permit, in theory, closes October 15th. So, or that's when you're allowed to do work. So I'm going to, this week, contact them and say, hey, you know, we still have to finish the upper section of the trail. So I'll have to keep the Act 250 open and the storm open, which is, I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Yeah.
They just don't want us doing anything between the 15th and the 15th.
Okay. So, what do you need something from us?
I mean, no. I mean, your permission, your blessing.
Domino's hibiscus.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, nothing that we're submitting a plan like this to A&R at this point doesn't mean that's exactly what you're executing. It's something that you have to modify. It's, you know, same thing as, you know, Stratton or Mount Snow, when they do something, they make the initial, they submit it, and they say, this is what we're going to plan to do.
Yeah. Conceptual type stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you still got to fundraise all, you know, month. That makes the whole thing go around. Oh, I had a question for you. The bridge across, you think we need to put handrails on it right there?
The one you're gonna make?
Yeah. Cross right by that thing. I did it so that I could add them if we need to, but I was thinking about it and I was like, it is what, 4.5 feet?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it may not hurt. You know, I don't know. I mean,
I just have to get 6x6.
Whatever these guys think, you know. I mean,
it's gonna be a 64-inch wide bridge,
mm-hmm.
so it's pretty wide.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know what the regulation is.
I don't know if we really have one. I mean,
I didn't know if there was a town regulation.
Some of the local kids used to climb up to the top of the basketball hoop to jump off and land on the rink, and they didn't get hurt. You know,
what do you got for depth under the bridge?
It's probably like 4 or 5 feet.
Yeah.
It's about the stagger ratio of the truck.
What was funny, a bunch of the women were out hiking on Sunday, or on Friday when we were over there. And I told them I was going to put the signs up saying, you know, one trail is directional. And they're like, but do we have to put up signs? I was like, well, you know, it'd be nice if, you know, you knew where you're going. They're like, but nobody needs to know. I was like, I love you guys.
How long is the bridge?
16 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to call you. I need to get some pressure treatment for the train. But, yeah, we'll do that. We got the bridge done on Saturday.
What are these guys? I mean,
I would.
They probably ought to have.
Yes.
Probably to err on the side of caution.
Yeah, yes. Probably should. Yeah.
Probably not be a bad thing. You know.
I mean,
everything's fine until somebody gets hurt.
Heading up the hill. If you fell to the right hand side, there, it's
yeah.
Concrete and boulders.
All right, I'll have Rob cut me some 6x6.
Yeah.
And I'll do the rail. But we'll get the bridge in, and then I'll do the
rail. I'm glad that worked out.
Yeah, it was funny. He didn't message me back, and then I found a guy on Facebook, and it turned out to be him.
Oh.
And I sent him a message, and he was like, oh, it's the same guy. I was like, I'm so sorry, man. He's like, I was doing something. I went away. I was like, no, yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah, and for all the decking, he only charged like $200. So I was like, that's awesome, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We'll give us some hats and T-shirts, too. I appreciate it. It's nice to spend the money.
Yeah. Extra large, 7 3/8 on a hat.
Yeah, extra large. All
right.
Where did you get the lumber from?
Rob?
Robbie Brown. Tim Bill's his nephew. He has a little mill that he bought that he's been farting around with on the side. He just likes doing it.
Cool.
When he was asking about rough cut, I was like, well, maybe he can make a little money on it.
You got that set up?
Down at Bombers. He lives down at Bombers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, him and his wife live down there. Mm-hmm. And he, It's a little bandsaw mill, I think, and he just likes playing around with it. I don't know where he gets his logs from, but he...
I can get a bunch of hemlock.
Yeah, so when he asked, I knew Tim had said that he was, like, looking to sell a little bit, and I saw his thing on Facebook, and I was like, well, maybe it'll be a win-win if they can, you know...
Dude, if I can spend as much money, the money that we get from the grants, the more of what we can spend, the way the happier I am, instead of seeing it go away.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, well, it's getting hard to find people, you know. That now that the Nolan Wardsboro closed, it really stinks. You know?
The only other one is down in, there's one down in Putney.
Yeah, there's, what's his name in Putney? There's
Kerber down in Guilford.
I mean, Corey's got one, but he doesn't have any time.
He doesn't have time.
And then there's,
I don't think the place is
that guy on 112. Nelson and Harold are still sawing pine board.
Yeah. Jamie Nystrom has a small mill, but I don't know if he really does much. He may only just do his own stuff. I don't know. There's a lot of them around. It's just, you know. The
thing is, those bandsaw mills just aren't fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a problem. Yeah.
I mean, let's put it this way. If a bunch of boards that we've done in the past, we did with a chainsaw mill. So the bandsaw mill is infinitely better than
the right. Yeah. Yeah.
But like, it's still
slow. How quick, you know, like. Yeah. Alan had run along.
Well, that's like Alan said. I went and picked up some stuff, and he said, "I wish 2 years ago I had got one of the little bay mills instead of running the big mill." I said, "No, you don't. It would drive you freaking nuts." Well, and then you got the edger, which is a big time saver because you run your boards through the edger.
Yeah.
And you know, but.
I was thinking,
unless you've got a band mill like Sasmo has, they're pretty slow.
Yeah. I mean, but the edger, makes a lot of difference.
Because
otherwise, you know, you cut all your round edge shit, and you got to take it off and set it aside,
flip it so
cut your square stuff, and then you got to line them up. And if you want different size boards, you're going to do one or two at a time.
Well, that's what Rob said. He's like, he squared a bunch of stuff up already. And then he goes in when he needs something and then cuts it out of the square.
Yeah, Corey's done that before. He takes some beams that he's cut before that he didn't use. And if people want boards, then it don't take any time to cut out the boards. You know?
But yeah, squaring up is what takes the longest time.
Yeah.
That's good.
Do we want to go into executive session and discuss negotiations at all, or do we want to push that?
Well,
until later.
Bob said he would contact them to make sure that they move it to a different meeting. Next one being the 11th.
So we can let it ride. We can show up an hour early.
Yeah. If
he can't come in an hour early or do another meeting.
Yeah,
I did send that thing. I sent you were on that email.
Yeah, I think I noticed. I saw it the other day, but I think I missed it when it first came through, and I haven't had a chance to read it, to be honest.
And Bob never really replied to that, but I assumed he was okay with it. And then the thing that I sent about the Appalachian Trail Conservancy, stating that it is so the Appalachian Trail is considered a hiking only footpath. Which then opens a legal argument to, it's a hiking-only footpath, which means there are several types of footpaths, and the deed restriction specifically says a footpath. So, and that's the largest hiking organization in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
that's something to talk about.
Yeah. I'm just saying, he didn't give me any feedback from what I sent him. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we're going to spend any time on this. Let's discuss it as a group, and everybody on the same page.
Yeah, I think as far as that goes, I think that looks great. I think.
We could do like a playground thing where there's lots of like little wooden features and stuff, really easy for kids. And then this, and this part of the trail that we already built would be a sure pack. So people can use it with strollers and stuff like that. So it's super low angle. It can be used by as many people as possible.
Yeah, we just got to get our shit together on a plan for...
I mean, I could start working on it, you know, and tell A&R, hey, you know, there's some other stuff, you know, in theory we're going to do this, and they might be willing to work with us.
See what they say. I don't object to that. What do you guys think?
Be like, you know, we built this, because I originally told them, I was like, listen, we're going to do this, see what the interest is from the community, see how everybody wants. There's been interest, you know, we want to improve it some more. We're still working on some things, but, you know, we have next season and fundraising season where we have to raise money. And I'm sure they'll understand.
Because where did we leave off on the pavilion?
Probably. He was going to investigate metal building.
No, he was going to investigate timber frame.
Oh, was this from your meeting?
Yeah, I think his response was, you guys could get a .com steel building price in a heartbeat. Yeah, that was what I thought.
Yeah, but he said he was going to do it.
Tim's come up with some preliminary plans for the area.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if he probably hasn't done anything yet.
Cool. Thank you. I think that's it. That's all I have for you guys.
Okay. Thank you. When are you, when do you think you're going to want a kiosk back there?
Oh, we can do that next year. We'll have to do it next year.
Is that something you guys want to do, or do you want us to do it?
Well, I mean, it would be cool. We've got a bunch, you know, there's that ash tree all the way up at the top. Like, there's a couple of cool logs sitting further up on the property. That's the other thing. Is what do we want to do? Do we want to do something? If we're going to do a timber frame kiosk, you know, and the playground, do we want to do something timber? I guess it's a bigger conversation. Mm-hmm. But we should do it together. You know,
I don't care. I just didn't know. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I didn't know if it was part of your grant, is what I'm saying.
No. Sorry. No,
it really doesn't matter to me how it is or whatever. Yeah. I mean, like
we can figure it out. But no, it wasn't part of the existing grant. But if we can find, you know, more money for the materials and stuff, figure out how to
can't be a lot of money of material for that anyway. So,
I mean, we could ask. Well, I guess the big question is, if we do a bunch of timber framing, do we want it to be timber framed, or do we just want to do, you know, a typical municipal, you know, trail kiosk?
That would be kind of nice to do something. Kind of nice up in there.
Yeah. I agree. Stick with timber frame type stuff for whatever.
That's sort of what it was before, anyway. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, there's so after November 15th, we're actually allowed to take trees that are bigger than 15 inches on the property, which is. So when we were initially doing the permit, they started, you know, crawling, giving me a hard time about the bat habitat, and then I pushed back at the very end. I was like, no, there's the bat habitat is a quarter mile in every direction. And they're like, oh yeah, you're right, it's just under it. But in the Act 250 permit, they still have the wording in there that we can't cut trees bigger than 3 inches, you know, breast height between April 15th and November 15th. That was right about when we were going to start work. So I was like, I'm not going to pick this fight right now. So I may go back, and when we do this, have them pull that out, because we should be able to touch those trees at any given time.
Anybody else, no?
But there's not an Act 250 out there. Whatever. It was right before we were starting to work, and I wasn't going to pick a fight with them about it. I think we did a good job of, you know, maybe there was, you know, I think it came out nice.
I think it's good.
We find they scramble pretty quick when that rotto head hits the top of the tree at about 5,000 RPM.
You see bats come flying at him?
I've never seen any of that. No. All right, cool.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate your time, boys.
I had two in my house this summer, neither one of them would get out of there.
They don't usually get out of line if they land in my house.
One with a backhand, one with a forehand. And the track,
and yeah, they do. That's really fun. Or a fish network's good too.
They're flying around outside. I don't care. I'll sit there and watch them all night long. You get my house.
Yeah.
It's game on. It's
you or them, man. I found one under the siding. I was tearing off the old man's the other day.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you. Hey,
thanks, dude.
Take care, Steve.
I'm a nice guy, though. I got him on my feet.
Just kidding. I smash him. So I hate him.
Road crew issues.
Well, I guess I think the access road is probably paved over there now. I attended that Zoom meeting about Stiles Brook over there a couple weeks ago, like they wanted me to. And I think it would be a good idea to have like Jeff and some of the higher ups in the ski area come over and talk to us about that. Because what's basically going on is they're saddled with that stormwater remediation thing because of that brook. And the two main issues are the sedimentation in the brook. And they're also talking about, this really doesn't have anything to do with us, I don't think, but
this is that deep culvert
at the bottom. Brook, right by the bottom of
the treetop. Yeah.
It sounds like they're also giving them a hard time over the chlorine level in that brook from salt, but it almost said, the way I understood it in the meeting was, it's the way they're storing their salt at the maintenance facility, and I can't imagine how that's affecting the brook, but that's either here or there. Right. But according to DEC, the sedimentation is being trapped because that culvert is too small. And I mean, like, by today's standards, it probably is too small on the upper side of it. It won't allow the sedimentation to distribute in a proper manner. And basically, the ski area is never going to get out of this. They're never going to get out of this monitoring that they have to pay for and everything else. And the guy from DEC thinks that there is some money available to help pay for that project. So, and the ski area also, one of the guys, this guy Craig from the ski area, also said that Stratton, I think, is willing to be a financial partner in it too. So, that I don't know might, how you...
They might be even more so because they're looking... Jeff wants to come to one of the meetings to kind of go over their plans for the ski PUD that they didn't finish back in the early 2000s. They still got one subdivision they want to do that wraps around behind Stratton Mountain School, which kind of affects that area, as well as the reserve, which is on the corner of Brazier's Way Mountain Road, across from the school and the firehouse.
Yeah.
And that don't affect Stiles Brook.
Huh?
It don't affect Stiles Brook.
Not the reserve, no. But the fact that they're going to want permitting for all of these different things, which includes, traffic studies and such. I mean, they may be in place already. Yeah.
Well, my suggestion was going to be to try to get them over here to a meeting fairly soon and just start talking about. You know, I don't think this is something that's going to happen in the next two or three or four years, but maybe we ought to start looking at the big picture. And I, like, personally, I don't really think there's anything wrong with that culvert. But on the other hand, all it's going to take is one bunch of trees to wash it out late some August or September. And if that road isn't open during the winter, it's going to be a nightmare. And I almost think we'd be better off to change that culvert when we have control of it, not when Mother Nature does, you know. So maybe we ought to just start looking at it. Maybe we ought to have some dialogue with them. And there was somebody there from Wyndham Regional who does a lot of the grant writing, and she said that they would be willing to assist with, you know, looking at grant opportunities. And, I mean, I know we could get a structures grant for it, but that's only 200 grand. You know, I'm certain that we would get one of those.
Well, like I was saying, Jeff wants to come talk to the board and the planning commission about these other big projects.
Yeah.
They may be able to work that particular issue.
Yeah.
That's the problem we do, just like Windhall does. Put a gun to their goddamn head and say, you pay for it. That's what Windhall's done for years.
Well, I mean, we ought to have the conversation then. Yeah. I mean, but I also think that it sounds like from what the guy from DEC said that, he said, I believe that there is probably some substantial grant money out there to do a project like this.
What the one at the bottom of Kinder Brook cost?
Nothing compared to what this one's going to be. I don't remember the exact. It was, what was it, four-ish?
And then what did the one just up from there cost? Because it's
similar to that.
Right?
Yeah, similar to that.
$315,000.
Yeah.
But just curious, with these increased subdivisions over there, is that road going to handle that extra traffic? Is that just curious? If you would, I think.
Well, the one thing I suggested.
It isn't wide enough.
The one grant. The one thing that I suggested in like grants is too. I said, put some language in there about bikes and pedestrians, because they're throwing millions of dollars out for that. I get emails every 2 weeks that the governor just announced another $8.5 million from the feds for bicycle causeways and everything else. And they want to move people by foot through there. So I think it's kind of a win-win. I mean, the way I feel is I don't know enough about this sedimentation to really comment on it. I have my own opinion of it, and we'll just leave that there. But I don't think there's really any point in bucking it either. I mean,
you're not going to win the argument.
Well, no, but the other side of it is too, like I said, all it's going to take is two trees to start whirlpooling someday, and that whole thing could wash out. You know, and technically it probably is too small, even though it's survived every big flood we've ever had, but it's a gamble. And I'm sure that probably the people in North Carolina didn't think that half of that state was going to wash away 2 weeks ago, you know, so I don't know. But I think it's worth at least starting the conversation about it, seeing, you know, they want to have a site visit over there during the day within the next couple of weeks to kind of start looking at it. I think DEC will come down because they're the same engineering firm that's doing the Grout Pond project is doing like a lot of their stream monitoring. And I think the reason Stratton wants to get out of it is they're paying a lot of money to still be in violation. And I don't think they're ever going to get out of it. I mean, unless something remedies that part of it there. Now, I don't know how they're going to deal with the salt thing, and Jeff could explain that to us better, but I think I think at some point, and I don't mind giving Jeff a call to see if at some point they'll come to a meeting and we can start like just talking about it, you know,
they use a lot of salt up it because that tree top is much drained into it.
But see, what confused me was I don't get the impression that it's the salt coming off the road. It's the way they're storing it. And I can't believe that exactly that.
Down
the garage.
I know it is.
Flow uphill.
I understand that. I don't know if it's because they think it's going into those sediment ponds that they have where it's going down and across the coast. You know, I don't know. But that would be a better, like, Jeff has his finger on that pulse a lot better. This was a half hour meeting. I mean,
road salt was all I could get in that program.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand.
There's no salt anyplace
else. I understand, but
all the treetop drains come down, goes into that sediment pond at the bottom. Down.
Yeah. And then there's another bug pond down below the parking lot. Too. Yeah,
then down below, it crosses the road and goes down to that pond by lot two.
Yeah.
And then drains out from there.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I think, you know, if you want me to just reach out to Jeff and say at some point we all need to get together. And then I'll let all you guys know by text message when they want to have this site visit during the day. The lady from Wyndham Regional was interested in seeing it because – if we do get into grants, it's pretty likely that she'll be the one writing it. She's the one that did the Grout Pond Road grant. And they're pretty good at chasing down grant money, too.
I was saying, we want the infrastructure match what development they've got going
on. No, absolutely.
So you're going to want to make sure that that's going to be wide enough for that road and whatever other infrastructure they got.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it would be good to get them, you know, get them to the meeting and
but we don't want them to just come in with leaving everything the same and fixing that culvert like it is and then building
the infrastructure. 2050, not 2028.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think their big push is they're just tired of having to deal with this all the time. I mean, I think it costs them a lot of money and they're just.
The state's been on it for years.
Yeah, they have. And I think they just like it off their plate.
The older people.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. And
they're on their case all the time. No, so, they're all.
But to answer your question, I have no idea. I mean, I think it's all going to depend on what type of structure they put in there. Right. You know, I mean.
I've never climbed down there, but it's deep as hell.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. It's real deep. I think it's deeper than both of those over there.
Yeah.
And, the other component is like the utility part. Somehow they're going to have to hang those gas lines and everything while they do it because they can't just shut that off, and it's all going to depend on, like, I think probably the first place to start would be like with a hydraulic study to find out what they're going to recommend for a size and then kind of go from there. Oh, yeah. It will be big.
I mean, little kid of Brooker, look at what Holly sized that.
Yeah.
7 by 18 is what they started with.
7 by 20 they started with. But Scott kind of you know, pared them down a little bit. But, yeah. You know, and who knows? I mean, maybe.
No, when we get 20 inches.
Maybe, right, maybe a bridge is a thing. But who knows? I don't know. You know, I mean, so we'll have to see, you know. But I think we'd be, yeah, I think we're going to have to kind of start having some conversations, yeah, about it. I was hoping that it would, that I would retire by the time this became an issue, but I don't think that's
happening. Always tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to talk to my financial advisor, CRO.
She's going
to
say no.
Yeah. No, that's me.
No, I'm in back.
Yeah.
Give her a few bucks to go buy some more lottery.
Yeah, really. So, not really all that much. That's really about it. The grout pond thing, they're still going back and forth a little bit on those sensitive areas on the road there, but they have to go through that NEPA process next, which is that the whole environmental planning thing. So I don't really know where that stands right now. It's still kind of, they're still kind of spinning their wheels. I mean,
do we have what you're saying yet?
He told me probably this week or next. So, I think probably by the time we get done out there, we'll have enough money to put about two loads of gravel on that road out of the $700,000. But they're working on it, so I don't know. And other than that, there isn't really that much. I mean, they finished up the paving, and about it.
Okay.
Not much. Everything else is pretty much ready for winter. I mean, the trucks are ready. The tires are in. Salt's in. We got enough sand for probably half the winter right now, but he'll start bringing it soon.
Okay. Town hall request and rec area request.
What's the Lettieri access on Pikes Falls Road?
Oh, right. We want to do that.
He put an access in without getting a permit.
Oh, you put it in already?
Yeah. So I went and talked to him, and I said, you need a permit.
I like your signature. It's like you're scratching out the blank spot.
Yeah. So, anyway,
is it okay site-wise?
It's not optimum, but he's got a safer site distance than the one we gave to Mike Racks down the road, so I don't see how we could really deny, you know. I mean, it's the good thing about Rocco's is he has the benefit of the traffic that's really going to impact him coming from Brazier's Way. So they should be going a lot slower because they should be stopped and coming around that corner. He's about 220 feet from that sharp corner there.
There weren't really a lot of options.
No, there wasn't. Anyway. But when you look at Rax's, that little house of Mike Rax's, I mean, he's got that little knoll there, and I'm surprised he hasn't gotten annihilated, you know, coming out of his driveway, especially the way the people fly up from Jamaica. So he put the right size culvert. He did everything right, with the exception of just not asking for permission. And he said he didn't know. And I said, well, you do now. I said, just fill out a permit. I told him, I said, you know.
Yeah, doing all that building, the stuff he's done there, he doesn't know he needs permit to do things.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just, you know, I told him that day, I said, you may want to just wait until they approve it before you go any further. But he didn't. And I was like, whatever, you know. But I think
access to?
He said that he wants it. He eventually wants to build a barn down there.
Service,
he said that he wants it.
Property.
He said that he wants it, so if he has to bring equipment or anything else, that he can do it down there, not his paved driveway up off Acer Way. So
he's got a very huge house.
I know.
So.
Okay. So make a motion to approve. No more.
Sorry.
And then the only other thing I was going to ask, while I'm thinking of it, we have one more meeting, but are you guys okay with us swapping Veterans Day for the Friday of Thanksgiving again, like we do every year?
Yes.
The holiday?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was all in faith. Yeah, that means what the Superior Court it is.
I don't know when Scott's coming back. I don't know what his
the
anybody want
to see? I haven't talked to him at all, so did you talk to him at all?
I stopped to say hi. He was getting his mail, you know, whatever, the Sunday after, was the Monday or Tuesday after he stacked his wood.
I saw him once, but you know, so,
he looked pretty good.
Yeah.
He came down and screwed up the alarm one day. Came down the garage and went in.
It was back to normal.
What's this?
There is. Well, this isn't necessarily highway related, but Jerry Crew came and looked at the town hall for the cameras, and he'll get started on that soon. Okay. So he's gonna put a, you know. I think it's going to be like 5 or 6 cameras. You do one on each door and one on each corner of the building. One looking this way and one looking at the road. So,
sign is for worn, a trail worn for hunting. Is that for the rec area?
Oh, right. I forgot about that. That was the guy that lives down there past Triple Tree. Down on the Dover side there, that hides some, Blaine Jacobs. He just recommended it might be a good idea to put, to notify people that use those trails that that's accessible to hunters during hunting season. That was his suggestion.
We'll figure it out when you hear the shot.
So good. That way, because a lot of people from out of state probably use those, don't know where Orient or
might keep on. Some of them out.
Yeah.
Get rid of some.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was his recommendation. I told him I'd bring it up. I mean, of
course, if you want to put up a sign, it says hunting season is from November or whatever. Actually, hunting season is from the first of October until the end of December. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
First of September is when the bear season starts. Yeah. Anyway. And then you had just said something about the town hall.
Yep.
We remember that, yeah.
Yeah, we did
Well, Rain wants it. She actually changed. She wanted it from the day before Thanksgiving right through the weekend. So 27th through the 31st, I guess.
Mm-hmm. We're camping out.
Well, they just, she's got a show or something she wants to do out of there. And she's going to have some stuff set up in there. So she said,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we get a commission on that.
Mark me one on December 7th. Don't know.
When did we pick for
Christmas party?
When did Christmas party?
It's I think it was after that. Wasn't it? I got it written down.
Stuart got a nice buck tonight.
You got one?
Well, there's one. Nice one. 196. Eight wood.
Not done.
Yep. Yeah.
14th is a Christmas party.
Okay.
Well, he's supposed to be going to Missouri.
We considered that when she asked for it.
In November, but.
Okay.
One of the guys there, Greg Haskins, I guess, just broke his leg the other night. One of the guys he was going to go with. So I don't know if that's going to affect.
Greg hearing improvements. Did everyone discuss with that? We did. Minutes of last meeting?
So moved.
Second. Vote Barrett?
Aye.
Aye. Any other business that may legally come before the board? Anybody have anything they want to discuss, talk about, think about?
Make the motion to adjourn.
Sounds good to me.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Done. Everybody sign the orders?